How long does therapy take? Traditionally, those looking for mental health treatment can expect a substantial investment of time and money, and that deters a lot of us from getting help we could use. A new approach is described in the book, Little Treatments, Big Effects: How to Build Meaningful Moments That Can Transform Your Mental Health by Jessica Schleider. Jessica is a psychology professor and director of the Lab for Scalable Mental Health at Northwestern University, and she joins us to share five of her key insights.
Hello, my name is Jessica Schleider. I'm a psychology professor, intervention scientist, and director of the Lab for Scalable Mental Health at Northwestern University. I'm also the author of Little Treatments, Big Effects: How to Build Meaningful Moments That Can Transform Your Mental Health. I'm excited to share with you five key insights from my new book, which together shed light on how single-session interventions, or SSIs, can revolutionize mental health care as we know it. Insight number one, we are facing a global mental health crisis, and it will keep getting worse until we do something radically different. Most people with mental health needs get no treatment at all, and this gap is a feature, not a bug, of how care is delivered. Generally, mental health care happens in brick-and-mortar, hard-to-access clinics. It's carried out by highly trained professionals over long periods of time. If the number of licensed therapists were to magically double overnight, provider shortages would still be totally insurmountable. Waiting lists for therapy would still be months to years long. Treatment would still be unaffordable and insurance coverage unreliable. And the process of finding a therapist would still resemble a maze of pointless, unfunny riddles with answers that shift by the day, perfectly constructed to deter people most desperate for help. Worst of all, even among people who do access treatment, the most common number of sessions they receive is just one. Yet, most evidence-based mental health therapies are meant to last between 12 sessions and 20. Existing mental health treatments are just structurally incompatible with how people actually access care. We are long overdue for radical change in where, when, and how mental health care can be offered. These changes must include supports that people can access right at moments of need, before they reach crisis points, before it's too late for help to matter. Insight number two, single-session interventions, or SSIs, can revolutionize mental health care. SSIs are structured programs that intentionally involve just one encounter with a provider or program. They can serve as standalone or add-on services to other forms of care. Importantly, SSIs are considered a, quote, one-at-a-time mode of support. That is, while they may be accessed on many occasions, any single session is designed to yield positive change. In other words, SSIs acknowledge the dual realities that any therapeutic experience or moment that matters could be somebody's last, and that that moment can genuinely be helpful anyway. That any individual experience can serve as a turning point, spurring upward spirals toward meaningful change. These interventions, SSIs, are scalable, flexible, and useful. Some are therapist-led, others are self-guided. That is, they can be offered online, anonymously and for free, and SSIs can bridge previously unfillable gaps in treatment systems, quite literally, by being embedded into spaces where no other supports have been able to exist. Single-session interventions flip the script on mental health treatment as we know it. They challenge assumptions that more treatment is always better treatment, and that real change can only happen over very long periods of time. With SSIs, there is no expected length for therapy. There are no missed sessions, only singular, standalone opportunities to create positive change, or turning points where something profound shifts for the person seeking help. Opening doors to turning points is what single-session interventions do best. Along these lines, SSIs also challenge the deficit focus of most therapies that are available today. A core assumption of SSIs is that all people have inner strengths and capabilities, including the ability to bring about positive change in their lives. This might not sound like a radical idea in mental health care, but in fact, most modern therapies are based on this deficit model, which assumes that people lack the skills they need to cope with their challenges and problems. Rather than trying to fix what people lack or cannot do, single session interventions help clients harness their existing inner strengths, which all of us inevitably have, or we couldn't have gotten this far in our lives, to bring about the change they wish to see, one small but meaningful step at a time. To summarize, SSIs, or single session interventions, are tools of empowerment. They help people craft moments that matter whenever and wherever those people choose to seek support. And SSIs embrace the global reality that many people will access mental health care only once. In other words, SSIs are built for mental health care systems as they currently exist, flaws and all, not the mental health care systems we hope someday they may become. Insight number 3, single session interventions actually work. In 2016, when I was a clinical psychology PhD student at Harvard University, I grew more and more interested in how to maximize the odds that my patients' first sessions, which often sadly ended up being their last session, could truly help them. As a youth-focused trainee, I studied child and adolescent clinical psychology, I launched a review project called a meta-analysis to learn whether single-session interventions could actually benefit children and teen mental health. As it turned out, I was far from the first person to ask this question from a statistical, empirical standpoint. My meta-analysis compiled findings from 50 different randomized controlled trials, which together included 10,508 young people across 5 different continents. We saw that SSIs significantly reduced a wide range of youth mental health difficulties, from depression and anxiety to behavior problems, with only slightly smaller effects on symptoms compared to multi-session treatments, that is, treatments that average 16 sessions. SSI's positive effects were no different for youth with more or less serious problems, or for youth with or without a formal diagnosis. Our findings also supported the promise of online, fully self-guided SSIs. Positive program effects were clear even for self-guided interventions, that is, online or digital programs that didn't even involve a therapist. Beyond this meta-analysis, dozens of other clinical trials have suggested that SSIs can also benefit adults with anxiety, panic attacks, depression, substance use, and even chronic pain. Altogether, the collective findings of more than 70 clinical trials to date, conducted since the 1990s, tell us that SSIs can actually work. Building on this science, my research lab has developed a suite of effective digital SSIs, or single-session interventions, based on bite-sized principles of cognitive behavioral, solution-focused, and strengths-based therapies. To date, our SSIs have reached more than 50,000 young people and adults. Across our clinical trials conducted by my lab, SSIs have helped lessen depression, anxiety, disordered eating. Even several months later, these programs are helping people on wait lists for therapy, lending support when they first reach out for help, and online, where most young people first seek mental health support. Our SSIs have even been embedded within social media platforms, where they're offered to people immediately after they search for terms like suicide or depression. SSIs can offer support at precise moments of need, regardless of people's access to traditional forms of treatment. SSIs are already filling gaps in treatment system across the U.S. and worldwide. Of course, these brief interventions are not and never will fully replace longer-term forms of therapy. Those will always be needed by some portion of the population. But what SSIs are uniquely equipped to do is fill these previously unfillable gaps in our existing systems of care. Insight number four, real people's meaningful moments show us exactly how single-session interventions can make change. It's one thing for clinical trials to say that SSIs can be helpful, but it's another thing entirely to hear people's personal stories of how meaningful moments have showed up in their own recovery. So, when I was writing Little Treatments, Big Effects, I collected 98 stories of turning points from incredibly generous volunteers across the world. All of these volunteers resonated with this idea of having a brief experience with outsized impact on their own recovery from a mental illness. Through their written responses to my questions and several follow-up interviews that I did with these individuals, I was actually able to identify five themes that seemed to underlie almost all the turning points I learned about. These were, 1, surprising yourself. Doing something, even something small, that you were once absolutely certain you would never be able to do. 2, feeling seen. Experiencing newfound validation from others, feeling genuinely and fully understood, often for the first time. 3, seeing others. Discovering that other people are going through or have even overcome struggles incredibly similar to your own. Feeling less alone and more supported than before. 4, reclaiming your narrative. Realizing the future you want for yourself, being able to envision it for the first time, and taking that first small step towards making that future possible. 5, giving back. Feeling empowered through supporting others, through struggles that are quite similar to your own. My book includes a tapestry of personal narratives that bring these themes to life. I won't spoil it for you, but suffice it to say that hearing each and every one of these stories felt like its own single session intervention just for me and helped me see the world a little bit differently. As one interviewee stated, the opportunities for turning points are there for everybody. Whether or not everybody is able to experience them is another question. Single-session interventions can create opportunities for people to experience a new turning point that fosters positive change, or to make meaning of a turning point that has already occurred but that you may not have stopped to consider. SSIs can help you understand your own strength and start to apply it in a new and unexpected way. And I'm so proud to share with the world 98 stories that show us exactly how. And finally, insight number 5. You can take steps right now to create moments that matter in your own life. There are so many simple steps that healthcare leaders, therapists, and other professionals can take to start offering single session interventions to more people right now. And I get into those in my book, but for this book bite, I'd like to focus on things that you can do to make your next moment one that actually matters to you. Little Treatments, Big Effects includes 4 self-guided activities that are made for anybody to try whenever and wherever they want. All of these activities draw on the evidence-backed single-session interventions that my research team has created and tested over the past 6 years. Some of them highlight the key turning point themes from those 98 stories I mentioned in insight number 4, and others are just based on the research that we've been doing for years. As you read the book and long after, you can actually try each activity just once or on many occasions, on your own, with a friend, or with a therapist. The same activity could lead to different ideas, emotions, and conclusions at different times. These tools are not meant to replace formal treatment. And at the same time, meaningful change can happen at any moment, including this one right now. Thank you so much for listening. My greatest wish for this book is that it might serve as a turning point for those who read it, hopefully including you.
Thank you, Jessica. That was 5 big ideas from Little Treatments, Big Effects, How to Build Meaningful Moments That Can Transform Your Mental Health by Jessica Schleider. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.